apologies. One of the technical aspects of phone conferences for Shabbos Hagel Drushes is that sometimes there are technical things that get in the way. So for the benefit of those that got cut off, I'll just repeat the very beginning and we'll start from there. Then the Seder of the Drasha today will be, first we'll discuss a matter associated with Korban Pesach and how it's very particularly relevant for us today, followed by a number of halachas particularly relevant this year, and concluding with some Divrei Agadah. There was a special request we should speak in English, although it is a bit difficult for me. I'll try my best to accommodate the English-speaking crowd, but you'll forgive me for a couple of words that in Yiddish come in every so often. The Rishonim tell us that the reason why it's called Shabbos Hagadol is because the day feels very, very long after you're sitting in shul and listening to such a long drasha. Perhaps when we're giving the drasha over the phone like we're doing it this year, the day might even feel longer because you can't even feel the day. It feels like a very long summer day. And most of the B'dichas, someone once told me that he very much enjoys when I speak over the phone because he could always hang up the phone on me. And that comes to mind when we're giving the drasha in this format, that the Medrash tells us, particularly regarding drashas, b'shah she'achachem yoshev v'doydesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meichel v'neseim shel Yisrael, when the Chacham speaks, sits and speaks, Hashem forgives our sins. And the famous question is asked, the Chacham when he speaks, normally speaks standing. He doesn't speak when he's sitting. Why does it say yoshev v'doydesh? And one of the explanations is that when the Chacham stands, we know there's a limit to how long he'll speak, because his feet eventually will hurt him. But if the Chacham is sitting, we have no clue when he'll finish. He might go on for a very, very long time. And if people are still listening, even when he's Yoshev HaDoydesh, that in itself is Kaparas Avinas, that leads to forgive their sins. Well, I'm not going to speak that long, but when we do have such an arrangement, if everybody's sitting from the comfort of their home, and I myself am sitting as well, well, that adds in our Kaparas Avinas, which is something that we very much need nowadays, a Mechila, Slich V'Kapara for the entire Klal Yisrael. One of the explanations about Yoshev HaDoydesh is that the Chacham sits down. He doesn't stand above the people. He lowers himself to the people. He doesn't stand above them. The Gemara tells us, Mesichta Megillah, Rakos Me'umid, Kashos Me'yushev. Sometimes we find that Torah is supposed to be said standing. Sometimes we find Torah is supposed to be said sitting. And the Gemara says, depends. When we're talking soft matters, then we could say it's standing. When we're talking difficult stuff, Divrei Musa, we should say it's sitting. If someone wants to talk cautious, wants to talk difficult, he has to make sure usually he's sitting, he has to lower himself down to the people, he can't stand above them. We are now in a time that we cannot be mekatik, chas v'shalom on Am Yisrael, we can't look to say things which are negative about Klal Yisrael. Some people are out there trying to find chesroinus. It happened because of this, it happened because of that. Rechmana litzlan. Chesroinus, shortcomings we have to find in ourselves. We're not meant to stand above. We're not meant to be a time of speaking tough about Klal Yisrael. This is a time you have to look for positive, shvach, praise of Klal Yisrael. This year, Pesach falls out on a Thursday. Same kvius as the year when the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. Erev Pesach is on a Wednesday, like in the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The very first Korban Pesach the Eden brought was Erev Pesach on a Wednesday. The second Korban Pesach, which was the only Korban Pesach brought in the Midbar, was on a Shabbos. The first Korban Pesach and the second Korban Pesach, known as Pesach Mitzrayim versus Pesach Midbar, were very, very different. The first Korban Pesach, every individual by himself took care of the Korban Pesach, biyachid by himself. He did all the Avodah, he privately did it. The second Korban Pesach, which was brought in the Midbar, was on a Shabbos. That was a Korban Sibur, a carbon that the entire Klal Yisrael brought. The first time, it was a private affair. The Yidden had to go and take the blood and sprinkle on the doorposts of their house, ala mashkev al shtei mezuzos, which the Gemara tells us in Sichta Pesachim, that every Jew's house became like a mizbech. The second carbon Pesach, Klal Yisrael brought it biknufya in a group, in a gathering, the whole Klal Yisrael together. Well, every carbon Pesach has aspects of carbon yachid and carbon sibur. In fact, it was a story in the Gemara that there was Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, and they weren't sure, the Bnei Beseder weren't sure, and it's Alma Halachim, if they're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And long story short, Hillel HaBavli, Hillel came and told them, He brought a raya, a proof, and he argued very strongly that Korban Pesach has to be brought on Shabbos. Because Korban Pesach, we're not going to go into the whole longish discussion, but one of the basic explanations, which is consistent with the opinion of the Tanakhama, a Korban, which is a Korban Sibur, which is brought by everyone, and the Korban, which is Mani Kavu, has a fixed time when it's brought. Not a private person brings a Korban when he has a particular issue, he has to bring a Korban. If it's Korban of the Tzibur, and it's Mani Kavu, and it's in a fixed time, it's brought on Shabbos. Well, the first Korban Pesach and the second Korban Pesach that were brought by Klal Yisrael are interconnected with this idea. The first one was a Korban Yachad, it was a private Korban that every individual did his own activity, privately quarantined in his own house. And that wasn't brought on Shabbos. That was brought on a Wednesday. The second Korban Pesach that was brought, which was on Shabbos, was the first time it was brought as a Korban Sibur. Every Korban Pesach we mentioned has both aspects, has Yachad and Sibur in it. The Rambam says it's doimel carbon sibur ve'ena carbon sibur. It's semi-carbon sibur. On the one hand, a carbon sibur is money from the tzibur. The community pays for these carbonous sibur. The community is not paying for the carbon Pesach. Every individual pays for the carbon Pesach. Every individual eats from the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is more than every other carbon. The entire purpose of carbon Pesach is for eating. That is the main mitzvah, achilas psachim ma'akveh. If you don't eat the korban, basically missing the whole mitzvah. In another korban, there's akrovas korban, and sometimes there's achilas bailam that the owner gets to eat something too, but that's not critical to the mitzvah. Korban Pesach is so yachid that ilinuya, the korban Pesach could only be for people that have been pre-registered and pre-appointed on this korban Pesach. Celebes, over celebes. Every family has their own private family Korban Pesach. And only those who registered with this family and became part of the family, according to the guidelines, can be part of this Korban Pesach. And if somebody has not registered on this Korban Pesach, it's an Isser to give them the Korban Pesach. Einoi nechal, elo limnuyot. Much more than any other. So the Korban Yachid aspect is much more than any other Korban Yachid. You can always have another person join into your private Korban. But you can't have another person join into your Korban Pesach if he wasn't registered. At the same time, the Korban Pesach is b'tzibur. More than any other Korban, the entire Klal Yisrael got together to bring this Korban. Other Korban is tzibur, there are certain people representing Klal Yisrael. We call them the Anshei Maimah, the Kohanim, Levim, and a couple of Yisraelim representing Klal Yisrael. They were the Netzigim, the first days, the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Over here, everybody comes together, and the halach is there has to be groups. You cannot bring it privately. And there has to be three groups, Kahal, Adas, Yisrael, Kol, Eder, Yisrael, Shol, Shkitas, three groups. And this is the question, whether the Korban Pesach was Dorech HaShabbos, the question is, do we look at it like a yachid, this is a private issue, or do we look at it like a Korban Sibur? This is also a machlokes of Reb Yoshi and Reb Yonason. And the Rebbe explains in an amazing sikh in the Kutei Sichas Chelek Yudches Parshas Ba'aloyscha that we find seven places in Shas that Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason argue about something, and it's based on this idea: do we look at each individual detail as an individual, or do we look at the klal? And over here, by Korban Pesach, they had the same exact machlokes: do we look at each individual being doing his own private thing in his own home, his own korban, his own private issue, or are you now part of an entire tzibur? And if you're a tzibur, then you can bring it on Shabbos. And if it's a private thing, it cannot be brought on Shabbos. The reason this is so emphasized by Korban Pesach is because Korban Pesach is the time of Leidas Am Yisrael. It's the time when Klal Yisrael was born. The nation of Klal Yisrael was born by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is unique. Every individual in Klal Yisrael is an Oyla Mala, is a word for himself. One person sitting by himself is an Oyla Mala, is a full world. And we'll do anything to be matzal nefesh achas miYisrael, one yid. And we can't sacrifice one yid on the altar of the klal when it comes to pikuach nefesh. At the same time, we're all a koyma achas shlema, we're all one unit. The achas Yisrael is such that we form a tzibur where everybody is mashlem zeh zeh, completes and complements one another. And yet, when we are a koyma achas shlema, when we complement one another, we don't lose the individual qualities of the achid. We retain our yachid aspects within the tzibur. And with this, the Rebbe explains beautifully the idea that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which we say right after Pesach, so it's connected to Pesach, Hillel says, "In ein ani li mili." וכשאני לעצמי מה אני ואם לא יחשב אין מסעי. Hillel is the one that introduced the idea that you could bring a Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Hillel says that Karban Pesach, takim, ein ani li mi li, if I'm not for myself, who am I? Everybody has to look at himself as a yachid. Don't care what anybody else is following you. It doesn't make a difference that you're all alone. It doesn't make a difference you're quarantined. It doesn't make a difference you're not with a minion. You're on your own. And ein ani li mi li, it's all about me. But at the same time, Hillel says, "Ukshani la'atzmi money," but I can't just be for myself. I need to remember, even when I'm a yachid, I'm part of the tzibur. And you know why? That's why it's Zecher Shabbos, because it has the aspect of carbon tzibur. While it is a carbon yachid, but also it's not enough that it's a carbon tzibur. It has to be a carbon which is manu kavu, which has a fixed time. The imloy akshla the emasai. If not now, then when? Carbon pesach has to be brought today. You can't bring the carbon pesach tomorrow. It's past the time. It's a chiyuv karis. This issue of Karban Pesach, that it's a private Karban and a Tzibur Karban, is emphasized very much in this din that you need to be appointed on the Karban. Karban Pesach is not only a mitzvah that you have to bring, it's a Karban like every Karban, that it's Oyla Labayla of the Shem Chayva. It is considered a Karban brought for you. You have the mitzvah to bring Karban. When the Karban is brought, it's considered brought for you, and you have a schus of this Karban, and you have a bailus and ownership of this Karban. The Machlur Rishayim talk a lot about, and the Farshim talk about this. How do you register on a carbon? There's evidence from Rashi and Tosfos, you need to pay for it. You have some type of ownership. It's not only a schus, it's a bailus. And so much so, your ownership, that someone who is not an owner is not only he's not yoytze carbon pesach, it's an issur for him to eat from the carbon pesach. Because this brings out that we really own the carbon pesach as each individual. One of the famous questions that I asked, the Medrash tells us that in Mitzrayim, the Yidna, the night of Pesach, will rush into Moshe Rabbeinu, and they started feeling sick, and they smelled the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu's roasting at the Karban Pesach, and those who weren't circumcised couldn't be part of it, and they were feeling sick from a craving to the meat of the Karban Pesach. And the Medrash says that they arrange a mass bris milah of all of Klal Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, etc., Mila, Priya, Matzisa, they divided the jobs there. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them from his Karban Pesach to every Yid. And the question is asked on this, Moshe Rabbeinu gave from his Karban Pesach, but they weren't appointed on it. They're not part of his family, they weren't registered. Shaloi Lemnuya, for those that are not registered. So this is the famous shit of Rashi Mishantz. Rashi Mishantz argues a Chiddush Gadol against what seems to be straightforward Gemaras. There is no Isser to eat from a Karban Pesach if you're not appointed. It's just that you're not Yotze Karban Pesach that way. But there's no Isser. So Moshe Rabbeinu could feed them, according to the Rashi Mishantz, we could explain that Moshe Rabbeinu could feed them. They weren't Yotze, but they could still allow to eat from it. Some people want to argue that Rambam holds like that too. And they try to re-explain all the Gemaras to be consistent with this Shitta. But this isn't mainstream normative approach. A normative approach is there is an issur of something that's not registered. How can Moshe Rabbeinu take the carbon and give it to all the Yidden Mitzrayim? There's a Gevaldig Chiddush of Nachum Zembel writes, which fits in with the theme that we're talking about at Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur. He brings the Mechilta. There's a similar Lashon in the Gemara, but the Mechilta is much stronger. Minayin atoimin, if the Yidden only had one Karban Pesach, what if there would only be one Karban Pesach that everybody could fulfill their mitzvah with one Karban Pesach? Shenemar Talmud Loimer Veshach to Voisei Kol Kalas Yisrael, all Yidden could be part of one Karban Pesach. So Pashat, you learn over here that must be that we hold it. You don't have to eat a Karban Pesach because if you have to eat a Karban Pesach, the Shitta that holds Achilus Pesachim Loimer Akra, that's what Rashi says in the Gemara. If everybody has to eat, there's not enough for everybody to eat a Kazayis in one Shepsala. But in the Mechilta, it seems very clear that the Mechilta goes with the Shitta that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv. Everybody has to eat the Karban Pesach. Everybody has to eat the Karban Pesach. How do you bring one Karban Pesach for everyone? Zakhar Menachem Zembo, Nasida Tzvei Dinim. There's Sida Adim for Chayvus Yachin, Adim for Chayvus Sibur. Everybody has his own Chiv to bring a Karban Pesach to Mekai Mitzah Achila. On top of that, there's a Chiv that the Tzibur has to bring a Karban. When everybody brings their Karban, then mainly you also have a Tzibur because it's Asi B'Knufi because everybody's doing it together. But if there's only one Shepsel in town, so the carbon yachid you can't do, but you still retain the chiva of the carbon sibur. And that's Pshat the Mechilta, that everybody can fill the mitzvah with one carbon pesach, can fill the chavis at sibur, while they don't have the chavis at yachid. And that's for them, for the kasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu can give them to eat from his carbon pesach. This was the carbon tzibbe. This was the klal Yisrael carbon, because everybody wasn't bringing this. They weren't circumcised. Look, that's one tenet, which reinforces the idea of the yachid aspect and the tzibbur aspect. Another tenet is brought that in Mitzrayim the rules were different. In Mitzrayim they were allowed to bring a carbon Pesach shaloylem liyav. Later, Pesach doyros was a new rule that you have to be registered. But in Mitzrayim there was no iser if you weren't registered. Which is a kasha, this shah, because the Gemara brings all the chilukim between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Midbar. How come the Gemara doesn't say one of the differences that in Mitzrayim you didn't have to be registered, and later you had to be registered? Another answer is given. This is a story of Pikuach Nefesh. They all had a craving, they would have died. Like if a Mu'beres, a woman was expecting and she has a craving, even in Kippur to sometimes I had to give her to eat. So the Isra Pikuach Nefesh, nowadays we're learning a lot about Pikuach Nefesh. I was Doicha Kol HaTeidah Kulam Meshuk Beinu took from his carbon Pesach and he fed it to people that were not registered in carbon Pesach, which is the Isra Gomer, but he has to save Jewish lives. And Ken Zayim Adem Kem Fenefen, you could answer if you use this Mahalach, and there's a similar thought in a Sicha. We say in the Agadah, Heilach Ma'anik De'achala V'son Ab'arad Mitzrayim, this is the poor bread eaten in Mitzrayim, Kol Dichon, anybody who's hungry, Yetzir V'yich, V'yichol, come and eat with us the Seder, Kol Ditzrich, anybody who needs, Yetzir V'yifsach, so come and bring the Karban Pesach. Everybody should come and bring the Karban and eat the Karban Pesach with us. What do you mean? He wasn't registered, it's too late now. It's by the Seder. How could I announce Kol Ditzrich, Yetzir V'yifsach? All the Mepharshim ask this question, and some even say we should take out those words. So some say, Yesevi Yisrach doesn't mean carbon Pesach. It means, let him do the Seder of the Pesach, the Seder of the Al-Kos and the Matzah. No, the problem with that pshat, it's a beautiful pshat, it's brought into the Rishonim. The problem is, because then it's repetitive. We said already, Kol Dichvin Yesevi Yechel, whoever's hungry should eat. Why are you saying again, Yesevi Yisrach, he should make the Seder with us? Another pshat is, that Kol Dichvin was said earlier in the day, before the Shechita, not by night. But by day, they still have a chance, they can still register. Kol Ditzach, Yesevi Yisrach, you can bring the carbon paste and you'll register with us. We'll help you out, we'll be mezakeh, you'll be part of our carbon. The problem, however, is that we're saying it at night. When we're saying it at night, we're saying it as zecher from when they said, why don't we say it by day if that's when it's supposed to be said? If you say that in Mitzrayim there was a heter to bring a carbon Pesach for someone that wasn't registered, hey, lach ma'anya di'achol ha'vason ha'baret in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Kol Dichvin Yesir Yechel, Kol Dichvin Yesir Yisrach. It's time to say there was that anybody can be part of the Karban Pesach. Second answer. The Heter in Mitzrayim was from Pikuach Nefesh. So we're saying, Kol Dichvin, if someone is hungry, if Pikuach Nefesh, he has nothing to eat, Yesir Yisrach, then he can even eat Shalai Lanuyav. The Rebbe actually emphasized this point in Avodas Hashem, that for Pikuach Nefesh, he has to be able to Yisrach, to jump, even if he's not registered, and even if he has no shaykhs, and he didn't make any preparations, he could make the big jump and call into Karban Pesach. And perhaps we could add another nekuda. And that is, one of the explanations of Mefarshim say how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give him his Karban Pesach to every Yid, was because Moshe Rabbeinu pre-appointed every Yid on his Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu is a manig Yisrael, he doesn't think only about himself. Whatever he has his beautiful Karban Pesach, and he always is thinking about how to make it part of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, everybody is appointed, so they weren't shloilem nuyim, they were already registered. But you each feel the tremendous achdus. The reason why we're acting biyachid now is for the tzibur. The reason we're not going out of our homes is not for ourselves, because we care about the entire tzibur, because we don't want to infect anyone. It's yachid and tzibur simultaneously. We are thinking about everybody else. If we know a yid be'etzem, if he knows there's a yid that's dichvin, that's hungry, he lechatchila appointed him on his carbon. It's not that he's not part of my family, he wasn't registered, you can't eat, it's an Isser, it's an Aveda. A Yid that's hungry is one thing with me and one thing with every other Yid. For sure he appointed on my carbon Pesach. B'nei B'seida and Hillel had this machlokes of carbon Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. The end maskana is that it is Doicha Shabbos. Because although it's a carbon yachid, it remains and retains aspects of a carbon tzibur. The yachid does not take away from the tzibur, and the tzibur doesn't take away from the yachid. Both things are true. When a carbon is doiches Shabbos, we're not pushing aside Shabbos. This is the Shmira Shabbos. When they brought the carbon tamid to the Beis Hamikdash, Hillel HaZaken, when he wanted to prove that you could bring the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, and he wanted to argue with the B'nai B'Seder that they have to go bring it on Shabbos, he told them, you're Pesach for Lana Shabbos, once in a blue moon, you don't know what to do. He'll tell them, we bring so many carbon Pesachs a year on Shabbos. Every Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash is a carbon that we bring, it's called a carbon tamid, twice a day. And it's brought on Shabbos. B'moyada afilu b'Shabbos. Yesh lo nebsachim harbe. How do you bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos? What about Kedusha Shabbos? So Chazal tell us, Zachar v'shame b'divir echad nebru. When the Eirish just said, b'divir echad, when he said, mechalaleh, moi assume that Yidus mechal Shabbos has to die, at the same breath he said, v'yoyim ha-Shabbos shnei chvasim. It's not two different things, that b'divir echad, that one akudah. There's no eschalpus in Torah, there's no divisiveness in Torah. Torah is a Torah achas. It's one Torah. Part of Shmira Shabbos is bringing a carbon. This is not Chil Shabbos, it's Shmira Shabbos. How does the Eir HaChaim explain? V'shomru b'nei Yisrael as ha-Shabbos. Chal lolav Shabbos achas kadei sheyishmer Shabbos is harbo. When we save a life on Shabbos, we're not being mechal Shabbos. We're doing it in order that it should keep many Shabbos. This is a Shmira Shabbos. V'chai behem, this is part of Shmira Shabbos. We're not, not only Shabbos is like a weekday, because Pikuach Nefesh is hutra, it pushes aside Shabbos, it kecholu. Much more than that, the Pikuach Nefesh is what Shabbos is all about. Ishmartem es haShabbos ki oisi beini veinechem. The whole idea of Shabbos is a sign between Eivish Yidin. If a Yid's life is in danger, we're not setting aside Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is about a Yid. Oisi beini veinechem. If I cannot go and save a life on Shabbos, what for a Shabbos is does? It's not a Shabbos. And the emphasis that's every mitzvah. The Chinuch says that every mitzvah sibasim hu adam. Every mitzvah is b'chayim ben is for man. That it's I'm not pushing aside the mitzvah, that is the greatest way of performing every single mitzvah. And that is why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. It's a Shabbos that they did Chilul Shabbos. So many malachas were involved, buying the again, maybe the Raisas, the Rabbanans, but they even kept Kol HaTorah Kulah ready, even the Rabbanans, I feel like they Tavshilim. They had to buy the Karban Pesach on Shabbos HaGadol in Mitzrayim, they had to buy it, they had to tie it to their beds, they had to check it out from the mum. All these things, they did this all on Shabbos. Yeah. And you know what happened because they did a Shabbos because Hashem said so? They were saved. The Bechoyim started fighting with each other and that was a, there was a big mess on that Shabbos. This Shabbos is not Stama Shabbos. It's a Shabbos HaGadol. The godless of Shabbos is when you are breaking Shabbos because Hashem said so. And when you're saving Jewish lives by you breaking Shabbos. A Meshuggah will say, I can't be Mechal Shabbos. I was never Mechal Shabbos for my life. Who cares for Koach Nefesh? Shaita! This is Shmira Shabbos, this is the emissary of Shabbos. People look for different chumras. Some people are looking for inyanim. They're looking for inyan. There's an inyan to dam for the amen, there's an inyan to get an aliyah, there's an inyan to do this, there's an inyan to do that. Some they're looking for hamshachas. They try every time they do it, they try to find a psazgul of inyan. Some people look at the whole b'chval Torah as a set of problems and try to get rid of all those problems. And we know a mitzvah is called mitzvah, Lashon Tzibui, Hashem commanded us, and that's how I attach myself to Hashem. And when Hashem tells me to do X, I do X. He tells me to daven in shul, I daven in shul. He tells me to daven at home, I daven at home. It's the same Eibishter. And if the Eibishter would tell me, illness tavinu lachta veisim, if you tell me to chop wood, and that would be my job. Imagine, can you imagine such a mitzvah? We would go Chabad Chassidim, go on the street and ask a person, did you chop wood yesterday? We have a wood place today. You come chopping wood. There's a mitzvah of chopping wood. We will do it, and there's no explanation why to chop wood. We don't do it because we understand, because we're told. All Rabbanim Meirheira said, there's a Seder, what we're supposed to do now to save and protect Jewish lives. That is the mitzvah for us now. Nothing will stand in the way. This is what the Eibishter wants us. This is Shemira Shabbos. This is Tfilah B'Tzibur. This is the Emes of Tfilah B'Tzibur. This is the Emes of Shemira Shabbos. This is the Emes of Kedusha Shabbos. We're not looking for Chumris. We're not looking for Hidudim. We're not looking for Inyanim. We're looking to do what Hashem wants first and foremost. There's a Sefer called Likut Miparbis, an ancient Sefer. I don't want to quote what he says, because it's quite sharp. And he talks about how on the Magefa, how dangerous it is to go outside. And he says that if somebody goes outside, I don't want to quote the words, very harsh language he uses about the sakana that he's bringing upon himself and he's at fault and he's guilty because he's allowing all the mechavim to go upon him. Really harsh language. We don't have to talk the harsh language. There's rules that we're giving, we have to keep those rules. Of course, something essential, you have to go out. You have to go out. But stamaza, what are you going into the streets for? You're told not to. Don't go into the streets. You can't go to the mikvah. Baruch Hashem, we're finishing tonight. Rambam Mikvahis. And the Rambam tells us the main thing of mikveh is mehadas. The ikr is not the kohen to the mikveh, it's the mehadas. Or do we have a lot of mehadas today? We have to remember it's not the chitzoynis ha-mikveh, it's the pnimis ha-mikveh. Hashem, the Rambam finished zoch, Hashem berachmi v'yutareinu mekol ched v'ashma amin, and Baruch Hashem v'zoich tonight to finish the entire Sefer Tahara in the Limud HaRambam, and the Ibish Shereel, this should be the end of the whole entire Tahara, and will be zoich to the Tahara of Lasad Lovi. I'm going to go through a couple of halachas about Pesach. We put out a special guide, besides for the regular guide of Pesach halachas, of all the things which are relevant for the current matzah, how to keep Pesach. I'm not going to repeat everything that's written there. Get hold of it, read what it says there. But just a few other things that are, maybe were not emphasized enough, a few additional details. Mechiras chametz. In the past, when people came to the Rav to do Mechiras chametz, personally, sometimes the Rav would alert the person and say, aren't you going away for Pesach? If you're going away for Pesach to a place which is a different time zone, then it could be a problem with selling chametz. Now this year, people are not going away, but people have already went away, but they know there's an online chametz sale, so they'll go to their Rav, which does the online sale, and you need to be very careful if you're going to a place which is an earlier time zone than where the Rav is, with a couple of hours, someone goes to our website and sells chametz with us, but he is in Europe or in Eretz Yisrael, that's a serious shaila, because when the time this man of beer chametz comes from, the chametz wasn't even sold, the Rav didn't even sit down with the guy, he's sitting with the guy in the Erev Pesach in the morning. If it's the other way around, it's not a problem. I'm not going to go into now why it's not a problem. There's ways to deal with the issues when it's the other way around. But if it's a person is in a place earlier than the times of the Mechiras Chametz is, no, you should not sell the Chametz with a Rav that is in the later times than you. With regard to the Kinyan, we emphasize this a number of times, I'll repeat it again. No Kinyan is necessary whatsoever. The transaction of intent is a perfectly legitimate transaction. In Mitzvah Hashem, the Irish will remove all these problems. He'll go and make a kinyan, so we should feel good that we did something special making a kinyan, but it's not really necessary. Some Paiskim have an issue with something called Reitze B'Kiyumay. If a person saves chametz and he wants to have the chametz. Now, when we sell chametz to a guy, we want to have the chametz. That's why we're selling it. So the truth is, that's not correct. We just don't want to lose the money, the value of the chametz. If the guy is going to give us money, we're okay, let him give us money. Well, I don't care if it's money or chametz. But what if a person really is right to be human and want to, he shouldn't be hoarding, it's never a good thing to hoard, especially in this matter, it's a Shulchan Aruch problem. I'm not talking about hoarding, we want to have basic needs, we don't want to go out to the store so many times. We're told to minimize our trips to the store. So the reason I'm selling the chametz is because I want to save the chametz after Pesach. So Allah halacha l'maisa, there is no problem. Most Peskim and Alter Rebbe included do not mention the idea of Reitze B'Kiyumay. It's when you want to have enough from the Chametz over Pesach where there's an issue. But the fact that you're happy with that the Goy is keeping the Chametz right now is not a problem. And certainly now, Matzah, now we don't have to be concerned with that issue. I will mention the idea of Kiddush Levana. If we're not dabbling with Minyanim, it's hard to remember to do Kiddush Levana. It's important to chaperan as soon as possible to do Kiddush Levana and not forget. Kiddush Levana is a zgula for many, many things, and especially to get rid of all the Katrig and all prosecutions. All our enemies should not be able to come close to us, so don't forget the idea of Kiddush Levana. We've learned a lot about social distancing over these days, and how to be careful washing our hands, etc., etc. And it's a good hachana for Pesach. Pesach, you have to be very, very careful when it comes to your mouth. One mashu, one drop of chametz in your mouth is a problem on Pesach. You're walking out into the street, which you shouldn't be walking out to. Who knows what you touched over there? You touched something, put your hand into your mouth. We're told now, finally, we learned that we actually touch our face and our mouth and our eyes and nose every few minutes. Be careful and pace, make sure your hands are clean. Make sure you don't touch anything that you don't have to touch. Make sure you wash your hands properly. Social distancing for Pesach is a very, very sechelded thing. Not from the virus aspect, but from the Pesach aspect. Hechsherim. People who are buying stuff for Pesach and having difficulty making Pesach themselves, check carefully that Sherim. On some Sherim it says only for those who eat kidneys, which Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys on Pesach. On some Sherim it might say kosher for Pesach, and then there's two Sherim. One of them writes only for those who eat kidneys because that Sherim maintains its kidneys, the other one doesn't. Look carefully at the item very, very well. When you're washing your hand with soap on Pesach, there's room to permit all forms of soap. Yeah, it's okay, it's better to get soap which has no alcohol on it, or has alcohol which isn't chametz, etc. But it's okay to use all types of soap, but be careful to rinse off your mouth very well and not put it to your mouth. medications on Pesach. Again, this is not a place to start being machmer pikuach nefesh as doicha kol ha-toyvikul. Medication, which is not edible, it's not fit for eating, there's no problem on Pesach, and one is not allowed to be machmer. And that's chodesh sheyesh besekana, and even a chodesh she'ein besekana, there's no danger to his life. If it's a pill that you swallow, there's really no problem whatsoever, and certainly in a time when we need to strengthen our immune system and be healthy. Medication which has kidneys, the chetchila is not a problem, never was a problem, not only because of the fact that it's inedible. Tablecloths, napkins, paper goods, cardboards, all those things. It's always good to get up with a hechsher. There's a lot of chumers on Pesach, and it's always best to be machmer, even a machmer, all chumers on Pesach. But it's not really the essence of the problem. Most of these things, if you're not putting hot food on it, it's not really a problem. Once you're putting hot food, you need to know what's acceptable for Pesach, what's not acceptable. Erev Pesach Tehira Sim, so we've mentioned and we've written that you can learn a Masechta Mishnayos for yourself, and if you didn't, you still have some time. You can learn a short Masechta. If you didn't, you can hear a Sim over the phone. But one thing was not emphasized is you should not fast on Erev Pesach. If, even if you didn't hear a Sim and you can make a Sim, don't fast. Erev Tavshilin reminders, very important when people are sitting alone at home, not to forget to make an Erev Tavshilin and not to forget to make an Erev Chatzedes for those that need to carry from one yard to another yard. Haircuts Erev Pesach, the barbers are closed. It's not an essential job, and New York is forbidden to keep your barbershop open in these days. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut for Yom Tov. So even if you can't take a haircut yourself, you don't know how to do it, but still to be mekayem the mitzvah, cut off some hair, take a scissor, cut some hair to be mekayem the mitzvah. Make sure you take a shower for Yom Tov. Both for the evening of a shower and both for the evening of a mikveh. Get a dress with nice clothing. Even if you're not going to shul, we don't put on nice clothing only to show our friends what kind of fancy clothing we have on Pesach. The reason we're putting on nice clothing is to cover the Yom Tov. And the way to prove it's l'kavod Yom Tov is when you're staying at home and you're not going out, and still you're putting on all your best clothing, you're showing that's really l'kavod Yom Tov, we're putting on special clothing for Yom Tov. If somebody's doing the Seder by themselves, they ask the Man Ashtana to themselves. A very important nekuda, the halacha is, if you're saying l'agod, you need to say it loud that you can hear it. You can't just whisper it in a way that even you can't hear it. So when you're sitting with other people and you're saying the Seder to other people, you're saying it loud. Or together everybody sings the Haggadah. The person sitting by themselves, they might just read the Haggadah, mind reading, or even lip reading, but they can't hear it. You need to hear the Haggadah. Also, when you're sitting with other people, it's important to make sure either you hear from someone else and you hear it through them, or you say it loud enough that you can hear. All aspects of the Haggadah are the same, even if a person is doing the Haggadah privately, even though one of the examples brought in Pesach about sitting yourself for the Seder is that the reason why we eat the karpas is to get the child to ask a question, why are we eating the vegetables, we didn't eat the meal yet. But if there's no one there, should I still do karpas? But the Pesach can say, yes, Chazal made a rule, they don't make their rules different whether if the reasons apply or don't apply, the halacha stays the same. And therefore, yes, even if a person is alone, he does karpas, and yes, there's such a concept of doing a seder alone. B'chol dor v'dor chayv adam lidus esach mekul yotzim mitzrayim, a mitzvah, the Torah, sipi yitzis mitzrayim, and part of that mitzvah is to every generation to see yourself, lidus, or laharus, another girsa, to show yourself, to demonstrate as if you came out of Mitzrayim. The Maral says that a child has to see his father, simcha, as though the father came out of Mitzrayim. He has to show his children his simcha, ki'ilu yotzasa v'niftis. Like it came out, but Isanu Haitzim Yisham, he took us out of Mitzrayim. We are celebrating Pesach as though we, not as though, we taka did, we came out from Mitzrayim. Make sure that's an aspect of the Seder that needs to be observed properly. In the morning, Pesach in the morning, Musaf, we say Meirat Atol. It's hard to remember when you're not in a shul, but it's important to make some type of reminder that people should not forget to say Meirat Atol, starting from Musaf, first day Pesach. And Bechlal, it's a good idea, even when you're davening in your own home, Al-Pidin, the person is supposed to have a Makom Kavua for davening. And Pesach mentioned, you should have even a Makom Kavua within your own home. Within your own home, set up aside a place where you can daven, and a Zman for davening. You could even make yourself a bulletin board on your fridge, write all the Zmani Atfilas for the family to know. And then you can write about Erev Tashchil and Erev Chatzedes and Meirat Atol, all written before Yom Tov. People should remember everything they have to do. There shouldn't be any mistakes. And the same thing comes with Matzah Yom Tov. There's a few things you need to remember in davening Matzah Yom Tov. In Yeshul, they make reminders and they announce and they clap off an Amid and the Bima. There's five things you need to remember in Matzah Yom Tov. Remember, we started saying Merid Atal. We start saying for the very first time the same bracha. We say Havdalah in davening Atachin and Tanul. We need to remember Yalav Yod Yitzchal Amoid. And don't forget Sfira Soimer. That applies to every day of Pesach. It's hard to remember Sfira Soimer. You don't have the regular routine. We are now starting the Rebbe's capital on this Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, capital Kuf Yutes. The longest capital in Tehillim, but a tremendous capital in Tehillim. The Chavis HaVavos talks about the importance of saying this capital every day. The Tumas HaNeshon would say this every day. The Poskim mentioned so many zgulas about saying this capital. One of the famous Vertlach, Emor Ma'at Vasei, Harbe Ma'at is capital, it's Begamatri Kuf Yutes. Emor Ma'at, you should say capital Kuf Yutes. Capital Kuf Yutes has the ability, Ladoif is Kolo Yvechem Berecha, to remove all our enemies. The word Ladoif is Begamatri Kuf Yutes. It's brought in Svarim. The power of Kuf Yutes is removes all mekatrigim, all negative things. We are lucky we start in this capital, which has so much in this capital about David HaMelech, how he's going over his enemies, the Koyach of Torah. We start in this capital with which includes Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the capital of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's called Alpha Basis, the entire alphabet is over there. We use it for so many zgulas, for so many things. This capital gives us the Koyach, we should be able to overcome all the challenges that we have. We're going to be saying Hallel. We finished saying the Hallel in the order of the Rebbe's Kapitlach, but we're still going to be saying Hallel on Pesach. The Gemara tells us that describes the Simcha of Karban Pesach and of the Hallel. Pischa v'halela paka igra. When people would go on their roofs, they would go typically when they would eat the Seder after the Karban Pesach, they would go and say the Hallel on the roofs. And the Simcha from eating the Karban Pesach and saying the Hallel on the roofs, paka igra, the roof cracked. It's an expression. It doesn't mean the roof literally cracked. It means the simcha was so great as though the entire roof cracked from the exciting voice. People were in their own homes. They were quarantined. They were standing on the roof. But at the same time, and you're not letting go mechabur lechabur. You're not letting mix with other people. Social distancing. But people, the simcha was so great while they're standing in their own home. They went up on the roofs with simcha. Paka igra, the entire roof plast from this great simcha. The Eves of Love, when we're sitting and preparing for Pesach in our own homes. Every home is having the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mikdash Ma'at, Ma'at Kuf Yutes. Every home, likely Yitzis Mitzrayim, even with quarantine, they were not allowed to go out of the homes at Boker. And Yitzis Mitzrayim, they were told that their home became a Mokim HaMikdash. Their home became Mizbech, you sprinkled the blood on the Mashkev and the Shtei Mezuzis. The carbon sibu was brought B'yachid. And yet this home is saturated with so much Kedusha. The Chassam Sofer says in the Haggadah, Hashato, Hachal, Lashon HaBa, Ba'ad Yisrael, he says that every single Jewish home that is now here will be transported to Eretz Yisrael. Hashato, Hachal, we're sitting over here in our own homes, these homes will be brought to Eretz Yisrael, like the Rebbe said so many times, that when we say that all the Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes will be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, that includes also all the private homes and the Hatzalah cars, which also a house full of Ma'asim Tovim. And nowadays we see so much on these Hatzalah cars, a house is full of Ma'asim Tovim. Every one of these homes have the Kedushas Mizbeach, have the Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Eved Shtehel from this Yomtiv, which is the Yomtiv of Yochid HaTzibur, who should be Zoicha, that the Eved should collect the Atim Taluktu Le'echad Echad, the Eved should save, but becomes Meshid Gula Asid. Everybody, every individual Hashem grabs you by the hand and takes you. The same way every individual is part of the Karban Pesach, every individual is part of the Gula as a Yachid. No one will be left behind. In the previous Gula, some people made it, some people didn't make it. Not everybody made it to the Gula. Ilu Hoya Sham Lo Hoya Nigo. Not everybody gets redeemed. In the Gula Asid, everybody will be part of it. Every single Yid, Kol Yisrael Yashmer Chelik. Va'atim Taluchtu, every Yachid is counted. Everybody is accounted for. And at the same time, all the Yechidim will gather together as one big tzibur and will be zoicha to the Kol Gadol. The entire Klal Yisrael will form, every Yachid forms the Klal. Every Yachid will become part of this Kol, and the Kol will be a Kol Gadol, Kol Gadol Yeshuvena. So the Eved Elfen, we are ready for the Mashiach. We are fully ready. We've prepared our Karban Pesach. Whether we actually registered on the Karban Pesach, but mentally we've prepared our Karban Pesach. We have now all the media and we know how to do Karban Pesach through the internet. For those who don't know how to access the internet, there's so many people who could do it for you. You could register on the Karban Pesach and get tickets to the Karban Pesach. It's all set and ready. And we'll have the Beis HaMikdash coming down in the Shamayim. We'll have the Gula, Asidah, V'Noichel Shom, V'Azvachem, V'Apsachem, Mitfayim, the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, Tzedzayi, Ayud, Alf Nisim, Mitapesach, Mitengansim, Shturim, Nerchel Shaman Azvachim and Apsachim, Emes Shabbos Hagodli, true great Shabbos, Begula, Mitzvah Vashlema, Mitatnur Shal Simcha, Vitul Leva, Mitalevika, Mitagishmak, to sein a soft to the alley nun, to sein nissen, meloshe nissen, nissen, it'll be a true gula, we take it from the yad, mamish.